Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Klayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hei. So what do we learn in Mishnah Dalet? In Mishnah Dalet we learned that to be able to put two mules together, they have to have the same kind of mother. And you can tell. How can I tell what kind of mother the mule had? And the answer is, a mule whose mother is a donkey actually has longer ears and a shorter tail. So with most mules, you can look and see, its mother was a donkey. Its mother was a donkey, I can put them together. But there are exceptions. Zakta Mishnah. Haprutiyos, two prutiyos, two different types of mules, asuras or asur. For whatever reason, explains the Batanura, with these types of mules, you don't have these samanim. The fact that it has longer ears or a shorter tail doesn't tell us that its mother was a horse. So no two prutiyos can be put together. Because one could have a mother that was a horse, and the other could have a mother that was a donkey. Weiter sagt aber der Mishnah, the haramach mutter. But a ramach, whatever a ramach is, all ramachim are the same. Their mothers are horses. You can pair them together with any other ramach. While you can't put together two prutiyos, you can put together two ramachim, because we all know they have the same kind of mother. And memela, it's not considered klayim. So a prutiyos asurais, because they could have different kinds of mothers, and we have no way of telling, but ramach mutter, because they have the same kind of mother. By the way, maybe you remember a pasuk in Megillas Esther. B'nei haramachim. Mordechai sent the good news that the gzeira was turned over on people that ride these ramachim. The Mefashim explained it's a camel-looking-like animal that can run 16 parsois a day. And they don't need breakfast, lunch, and supper. If they eat once, they can go for 6 days without eating and drinking. They have long hairs that fall off every year. It grows again, and they would make special kind of ropes with it. This type of a camel is called a ramach. So because Mordechai wanted to hurry that the Psura Teva gets to all the Yidden that were in terrible tsar, he used the quickest means of delivery that was possible, and that's why they employed these ramachim. Vayter zok the Mishnah, the Adnei Hasada, Chaya. Okay, now we're learning something else. There are Chayais, there are Behemais, and there are Shratzim. There's a Nafkamina, Alpi Halacha. Sometimes we have to know in which category something is. So Memela, the Mishnah, gives us this list. The Adnei Hasada. The Adnei Hasada, this is a kind of something. It's a Chaya that grows in the fields. We don't know about this animal today, but the Mishnah is telling us about it. In times of the Mishnah, it was there. And its face, its hands, and its feet look like a human. But, as the Batanura explains, it's connected to the ground by a cord that comes out of its tummy. And it gets its nourishment from the ground through this cord. If you cut the cord, it dies. It's a dangerous animal. You can't get near it, says the Batanura. Destroys anything that comes near it. When the hunters tried to hunt it, they would have to shoot with their arrows at the cord. Until the cord gets cut, it cries out, Bekoil Mar, and it dies right away. There's a kind of kishuv called Yedoini. The Yedoinim, these kishuv machers, would use the bones of this chaya for their kishuv. Basically, our mission is teaching us, don't be fooled by the fact that from its face and hands and legs, it looks like a person. It has a din of a chaya. I think it says someplace that by Makas Oroi, the Adnei Hasada came as well. It came along with the earth. If not, it couldn't live. Anyway, the Chachamim says as a din of a chaya, Rabbi Yossi says that the Adnei Hasada, when it dies, does not have a din of a chaya. Metameis ba'oil. One would become tame, even if he's underneath the same roof as the Adnei Hasada. Can we add them just like by a person? If there is a dead chaya, one does not become tame because he's in the same tent as it. So the Chachamim say he wouldn't become tame if he would be in the same tent as an Adnei Hasada that died, but Rabbi Yossi says he would. And that's learned from a pasuk, V'chala sheyiga al pnei hasada, that even if this is a type of person that grows out of the sada. Vayitra zok mishnah hakupa, the kupa is a porcupine. It's a kind of sheres that's full of like this prickly, thorny kind of skin. When a person touches it, it doubles over, becomes like a bully, explains the Batanur. It like folds up its hands and feet into itself. So Hakupa, this porcupine, v'chuldas hasinoyim. Chulda is, according to many, a kind of a weasel. Sinoyim means it grows up in a snare. Remember what a snare is? Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a snare, a tree that doesn't produce fruit. So in both these cases, chaya with the kupar and the chuldas hasinoyim, and has din of a chaya. At least according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Chuldas hasinoyim, Rabbi Yossi says, not everyone holds it's a chaya. The Beishami say, we're not sure if it has din of a chaya or it has a din of a sheretz. Now, although there are many differences between a chaya and a sheretz, seven actually, we'll just point out as follows. When the animal is alive, it doesn't make anything else tummy. I remember when I was in Cheder, the Rebbe asked the Shaila, how could it be that a mouse, which is clearly a sheretz, runs over truma and the truma doesn't become tummy? Everyone started saying all kind of svaras. The truma was tummy already. The mouse was wearing socks. I don't know, all kind. I remember everything everyone tried to answer. Right? The Rebbe said, a live mouse is not metama. Okay, but even a dead sheretz, how much of it is metama? And the answer is the size of an adosha, which is the size of a lentil. On the other hand, a chaya, a dead chaya, is only going to be metame if you have at least out of the dead animal the size of a zayas, the size of an olive. On the other hand, a chaya is going to give over tuma not only if you touch it, but even if it's carried without being touched. Let's say it was carried in a box. On the other hand, a piece of sheretz can only give over tuma if it's touched. If you carried it in a box, it's not metame. The Beishamai are not sure whether this chuldas hasayonim has a din of a chaya or a sheretz. So memela, they give it the chumras of both. So the Batanur explains this. Yoisi says, unlike the Tanakama, who is certain that the chuldas hasnoyim have a din of a chaya, the Beshamai are mesupik, they're not sure. And therefore they go lechumra, assuming it may be a chaya and assuming it may be a sheretz. On the one hand, metame kezayis bimasa. If you have a kezayis, it's metama even by carrying it without touching it, which would be the din of a chaya. Uchadasha bimaga, but it's metama, even if it's as small as a lentil, much smaller than a kezayis. Bimaga, if you actually touch it, because it may have a din of a sheretz. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah here. Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. We learned that the prutiyos type of mule, unlike other mules, is different because you can't tell by looking at it who its mother was. Normally, a mule whose mother is a donkey has longer ears, a shorter tail, different kind of a voice. And remember, its mother could be either a donkey or a horse. But with the prutiyos, you can't tell, and therefore you can't pair them, because maybe one of them, its mother is a donkey, and the mother is a horse. On the other hand, the ramach, type of animal whose mother is a horse, so being that we always know the mother is a horse, it's not a problem, you could pair them. And we said there's the adnei hasada, which looks like a human, by his hands and feet, but it's connected to the ground. It lives some nourishment to the ground. It's a dangerous animal. Hunters have to shoot from afar. They shoot the cord that connects it to the ground. That's how it dies. So that is the din of a chaya. Rabbi Yossi says, not so simple. It's metama ba'oil ka'adam. A chaya is metama when you touch it, and we learned, even if you carry it without touching it, but it's not metama ba'oil. Oil means to be under the same roof. That's only by a human who passed away. Zok Rabbi Yossi, same as for Adnei Asada, the dead Adnei Asada, if you're under the same roof as it, it's metama ba'oil ka'adam, according to Rabbi Yossi. We explained that he learns that from the Pasik, b'chalesha yigal pnei asada, even a adam that grows from the sade. Then we learned that a porcupine called a kupad and the chuldas hasnoyim have a din of a chaya, that according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi says that the Beshami were mesupik about the chuldas hasnoyim, whether it has a din of a chaya or a din of a sheres, and therefore they go lechumra on both counts. Maybe it's a chaya, and therefore if you have a kezayis of this chulda that died, it's metame even b'masa without touching it. On the other hand, if you touch it, maybe it has din of a sheretz, and therefore it's metame even if the size is only like an adasha. Now let me ask you something. Where in Mishnayos did you ever have the word kupat, the porcupine? Remember learning it till now? Should I give you a hint? Seder Mayid? How's about Masechta Shabbos? We learned about what a behema can wear when it goes out on Shabbos. We said, v'loy para ba'ar ha-kupar. They would put the skin of a porcupine on the para so the shrutzim shouldn't attack it. With the porcupine skin, if the shrutzim attack it, they're going to go, ouch, and leave it alone. But he can't walk out with that on Shabbos. And that was in Perik, b'me behema, in Masechta Shabbos.